there. Welcome to the Food Stomping Free Scottish Music Podcast. My name's Simon Tweer, and I've got a different programme for you today. And also, I'm accompanied at the same time by trying to watch Andy Murray win the French Open in the tennis. Come on, Scotland. But we're going to start off this programme with a new release. We mentioned it in the last newsletter. It's called Birds and Beasts, and it's subtitled Music by Martin Bennett and Fraser Fifield, and it's played by Mr. McFall's Chamber. And I just put this on and loved it immediately, actually. And this track's called Coolin' Part 2. That was Birds and Beasts, music by Martin Bennett and Fraser Fifield, and played by Mr. McFall's Chamber. And I'd like to say you could get loads of Martin's music at foodstomping.com, but you can't. It's not available, unfortunately. You can still get Grit, which was released on Real Record. And there has been talk of a box a box set of Martin's music coming out for a while, so hopefully we'll see that in the near future. We do have Fraser Fifield's new album though, Stereo Canto, and I love that record, and you've heard that in the podcast. In the last newsletter, we talked about our classic artist, Christine Primrose, and we talked about how she made a record in 1982 and called Place of My Heart, and it was really hailed as a modern Gaelic album that everyone was copying. And I was just listening to it the other week there, and what a beautiful album. And we're going to play a track from it. It's called Kirsty Bruce, which translates as Christine Bruce. Place of My Heart by Christine Primrose. And we have lots of Gaelic song at foodstomping.com. Another new release out in the last couple of months anyway is Tune In by Nuala Kennedy. Nuala is a great flute player, and she's never feared to experiment and play with other musicians. And this track is called Footsteps, Julian and I Won't Us.
Not showing you. Oh, Kirk.
was Tune In by Nuala Kennedy, and you can also hear Nuala on her two albums with the band Fine Friday, two fabulous records which also have Anna Wendy Stevenson and Chris Drever. A few weeks ago in our newsletter, we previewed a programme on BBC Scotland where it was Mark Knopfler meets Phil Cunningham, and it got a lot of interest, a lot of people clicked on it, and it really was a great programme as well. I really enjoyed it. They're both talking about Mark Knopfler, if you don't know, it was born in Glasgow and lived there till he was 9, and it was both him and Phil talking about their young times. Phil was talking about how Silly Wizard, his band, used to party with all the punk bands, including the Sex Pistols. There's a funny story on the programme where Phil was saying that they were all out for Johnny Rotten's birthday, and the Sex Pistols had to go home early because they couldn't keep up. Anyway, Phil and Mark Knopfler did a collaboration record called Get Lucky, and we're going to play a track from it. It's called Border Reaver.
Shining in the sun, my Scotstoun lassie on a border run. We're whistling down the hillsides and tearing up the climbs. I'm just a thiever, stealing time in the border reaver. $300,000 on the clock and plenty more to go. Crash box and lever. She needs a healing tone. She's not too cold in winter, but she cooks me in the heat. I'm a 6 foot driver, but she can't adjust a seat in the border reaver. Sure as the sunrise, that's what they say about the alley. Sure as the sunrise, what they say about the Albion. She's an Albion, she's an Albion. Sleep last night. It's knocking out a living wage in 1969. I'm just a thiever, stealing time in the border reaver. Sure as the sunrise, that's what they say about the Albion. Sure as the sunrise, what they say about the Albion. She's an Albion, she's an Albion. We'll be right back.
That was Get Lucky by Mark Knopfler. And you can't get Dire Straits albums at footstomping.com, but we do have lots of Phil and Ali. The next record is quite different to the one you've just heard. It's called Chance Was a Fine Thing by Robert Wallace, and it's two Gaelic airs on the solo bagpipes. And beautiful tunes. It's a great record, originally released in the 80s by Robert Wallace. And it was the first ever bagpipe album to use live recordings. That was Chance Was a Fine Thing by Robert Wallace, and we have lots of bagpipe music at footstomping.com. We've reached our final track now, and as we all had a bit of Mark Knopfler on this programme, I didn't see why we should stop there. So we're going to play Man of Constant Sorrow with Dan Tominski from the Transatlantic Sessions Series 4 Volume 1 CD, and there's lots of folk musicians on this, but it does also feature Phil Cunningham doing a little accordion solo on it. So the link may be tenuous, but it's definitely there. And it is a great song. I always love the song. It makes me smile. So thanks again for listening. You can subscribe to Foot Stomping newsletter, get lots of information. Become a fan of our Foot Stomping page on Facebook. We just hit over the 3,000 fans mark the other day there, so come along. We keep it updated all the time with lots of interesting news, and we've got a blog, and you can also follow us on Twitter. So thanks again. If you've bought for us before, you can get a 10% discount on all of our releases. So we'll see you in a couple of weeks' time.
In constant sorrow. Well, hi, I am a man.
where I was born and bred. The place where he was born and bred. For 6 long years I've been in trouble. Think I'm just a stranger. My face you hate.